Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. A Cuban medical and biotechnology delegation participated in Belarus in a business forum of producers and exporters, Ambassador Santiago Perez informed. The Cuban delegation was headed by First Deputy Public Health Minister Tania Cruz and included BioCuba Pharma Vice President Eulogio Pimentel. During the sessions, the two countries' delegations addressed issues such as drug registration in Cuba and Belarus, as well as the potential to do so in Latin America and the Eurasian Economic Union. The organizers of the Bridges of Love Solidarity Project, Carlos Lasso, denounced the violence against activists on a peaceful caravan in the U.S. city of Miami to demand Washington to stop coercive measures against Cuba. Despite this, the Bridges of Love coordinator stressed that this type of poster is not going to stop the actions or intimidate them. Cuban ambassador to France, Otto Vaillant, met with French university students and professors to debate on Cuba's reality issues, bilateral relations, as well as the impact of the hostile U.S. blockade. The Cuban diplomat made a presentation and exchanged standpoints with a great number of college students. As for France-Cuba relations, Vaillant said that both nations have shown 120 years of non-stop bilateral relations, although both suffer the effects of the U.S. blockade extraterritoriality. The José Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Mexico rejected the decision of U.S. President Joe Biden to keep Cuba on the spurious list of countries sponsoring terrorism. The association denounced in a press release that the inclusion is completely unfounded and cynical when it is that northern nations' administrations who have promoted and sponsored terrorist acts against the revolution since 1959. They reminded President Biden he has not fulfilled his campaign promises regarding the return to the policy of rapprochement and normalization of relations initiated by Barack Obama, which included removing Cuba from that immoral list. Cuba is included in the anti-inflation mutual aid plan for economic and trade growth with Latin American countries announced by President of Mexico Andrés Manuel López Obrador. In his morning press conference at the National Palace, where he made an extensive report on the Mexican economy, in which he highlighted direct foreign investments that are progressing like never before, the president revealed that he had already held talks with the presidents of Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, and Argentina, expecting to talk with Chilean, Bolivian, and Honduran presidents. The foreign ministers, ministers of finance, economy, and commerce are already agreeing to seek exchanges in the export-import sectors of food and other goods with the purpose of facing the high cost of life altogether. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.